Okay, Rebbe will say, I'd like to begin Hilchos Talmud Torah with you very briefly, and then we'll move on to some Gemara. So Hilchos Talmud Torah in the Rambam comes up in Sefer Mada. First you have the halachos that the Rambam calls Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the most fundamental principles in Judaism. Then the Rambam gives us Hilchos Deos, and we know that Deos for the Rambam is what we would call Midos. Again, very fundamental ideas. Right, that having being a refined individual is very fundamental. Right after Hilchos Deis, you have Hilchos Talmud Torah, followed by Hilchos Avodah Zarah and Hilchos Tshuva. That's Sefer Mada. What that means is that for the Rambam, Talmud Torah is a very fundamental yesod in Judaism. No? The Rambam is putting Talmud Torah right at the beginning. Now, if I would have put Sefer Rambam together, I would have placed Talmud Torah closer, let's say, to Dinim of Tefillah, no? It feels a little bit similar, but the Rambam doesn't do that. The Rambam makes Talmud Torah very fundamental. It's in Sefer Mada, not Sefer Ahava. In Shulchan Aruch, Talmud Torah is much less fundamental, no? In Shulchan Aruch, Talmud Torah is basically two simanim tucked away in the middle of Yerideya. We mentioned that Shulchan Aruch Chayim makes a lot of sense. Right? It begins with the beginning of the day. Right? The first dinim are like you wake up in the morning, you say Moda Ani, and it goes through the Seder Hayom, then you have Shabbos and Yontim. Shulchan Aruch Chayim makes a lot of sense in the sequence. Shulchan Aruch Eben HaEzer makes sense in terms of this marriage, this divorce, it makes sense. Shulchan Aruch Hoshen Mishpat makes sense. Shulchan Aruch Yerideya is a whole hodgepodge of dinim. And included in that hodgepodge of dinim, tucked away, you have Hilchos Talmud Torah. Which means that for Shulchan Aruch, unlike for the Rambam, Talmud Torah is just like a detail. But for the Rambam, Talmud Torah comes right at the beginning. There's like Yesodei HaTorah, Talmud Torah, right? Studying of Torah for the Rambam is super duper fundamental. So I think the pshat is like this. I don't think there's a stira. Most guys here in YU are going to go on to lead lives in Yirtzeh Hashem that might not be. I'm blessed that I get to sit in the base medrash. Again, that's my job. No. And somehow they pay me for some reason to like sit in the base medrash and schmooze with guys. I don't know. Like they don't realize that this whole thing's a racket. But most people earn money by doing stuff other than Torah. And that means that the bulk of their time is about work. The bulk of their time is not about learning. Right? So you're spending your day as a doctor, a lawyer, a computer programmer, computer scientist, whatever you're doing, but the bulk of your time is not Torah. That is the sequence of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch goes according to life. In life, I wake up in the morning, I go to sleep at night. In life, I have Talmud Torah as one detail of my life. It's one aspect of how I spend my time. But in terms of the priorities, so the Rambam is a philosopher. The Rambam is telling me the priority. So even if Talmud Torah is something that I'm only spending an hour or two a day on, no. Even if I'm not spending 8, 10, 20 hours a day, no one spends 20 hours, I guess you probably spend 20 hours a day learning. But even if you're not spending that much time, Talmud Torah can still be a priority. And the Rambam, the philosopher, has Talmud Torah right at the beginning to stress the priority of Talmud Torah, even though Shulchan Aruch, which is a practical work, puts Talmud Torah tucked away. It's like two little simanim in the middle of Yerideya. It's not as fundamental, because Shulchan Aruch is about allocating of time rather than priorities. That's my first ha'ara. Ben, you have a comment?
Are you saying that everything, they're not rising orders or anything after Talmud Torah is less important than Talmud Torah? Like, the Shuvah is after, I don't know the order.
Again, you know, I don't know if anything is, if everything afterwards is less important. But certainly the fact that the Rambam includes it in Sefer Hamada with all the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit shows that Talmud Torah is a fundamental of Yiddishkeit. Is Talmud Torah less important than Avodah Zarah, which comes right after Talmud Torah? I mean, yeah, you should not worship Avodah Zarah, you should learn. Okay, that's given. But I don't know if it's less fundamental. If not worshipping Avodah Zarah, the basic point I'm just trying to make is that for the Rambam, Talmud Torah is an ikar. No? This idea actually comes up in the Rush also, no? The Gemara at the beginning of Baba Basra tells us that a Talmidei Chacham are mapater from taxes. Right? We have to convince the IRS about this, no? Talmidei Chacham don't have to pay taxes. That's what it says being in Baba Basra. So how do you define a Talmidei Chacham? Zakdi Gemara Samus Torah So Umnasel. The Pashtus in the Gemara is that if you learn in Kolal, Torah so umnaso, and you earn your living by studying Torah, then you're exempt from taxes. No? That's a Pashtus in the Gemara. Comes along the Rush at the beginning of Baba Basra. And the Rush tells us, no, that's not the Pshat in the Gemara. Torah so umnaso means someone for whom Torah is a priority. Torah is a priority in the sense of this is the ikar of what we do. And ikar might not mean how I allocate the bulk of my time. Ikar might mean the major focus, the thing I look most forward to. That could be the ikar of my day, right? Let's be honest. Right? Many people, even people who are full-time in learning officially, but they allocate more time to mundane activities, no? How much time do we allocate to eating and to taking care of our kids and to... Not that it's unimportant, but they're not activities like Talmud Torah, right? So I think that's the first pshat that I wanted to mention within the Rambam about how Talmud Torah is an ikar. I just want to make another nekuda. I don't know if we're even going to begin the Rambam today. One more point is the Rambam, you know, always tells us what are the mitzvos involved in every area of halacha. So like we spoke about how in Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam tells us that the mitzvah, the koteret of the Rambam, says "Vashuv al Hashem v'yisvadet." No, and Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam writes in the koteret that there are two mitzvos. One is to learn Torah; the other is "V'chabed melamdeha v'yodeha," to give appropriate kavod to those who learn and those who teach Torah. That's what the Rambam writes. Now, the Rambam's notion that the mitzvah is to learn Torah is contradicted by the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Yud Aleph, where he writes that the real mitzvah is to teach Torah. Now, there's a huge discussion about this. L'cha'ora, teaching and learning come from two separate psukim. Teaching Torah comes from the pasuk we say in Kriya Shema Veshinantam Levanecha, no? Learning Torah comes from Ulamadtem Osam Ushmartem La'asosam. It's like a pasuk somewhere in Parshas Vayeschanan, right? Two different psukim. There's a mitzvah to learn, a mitzvah to teach. Hasvarin osin is that there should be two separate mitzvos, two separate psukim. And in fact, the Arishayim, why has two separate mitzvahs? The Reb Sadia Gaon, the Bahag, they have two separate mitzvahs to learn and to teach. But for the Rambam, there's only one mitzvah. And the Pashtus is that for the Rambam, the mitzvah is to learn Torah, like he writes in the Koteret over here. Teaching Torah is just a way of learning Torah to the full extent. Meaning that if the mitzvah of learning Torah is a mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah, this is something that we'll discuss, we'll say over from the Alter Rebbe and Shulchan Aruch, that there is a dimension of the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. It's not just about spending time, it's about knowing what Hashem has. This is Hashem's wisdom, right? What we do is the wisdom of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to know the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to know Torah. The best way to know something is when you teach it. So teaching doesn't have to be that you're in front of a classroom or in front of a synagogue or on like some Torah blog or whatever. Teaching is an opportunity to learn it well. I think when you are in the base medrash and you have chavrusa, you're in a learning and teaching mode, and they're both together. For the Rambam, it's the same mitzvah, lomod ulalamed, because if I want to know Torah well, I have to teach it. As I state in Rambam, Ben.
Can you say it the other way around, that the real mitzvah is to teach it, in order to teach it, you have to actually learn it first?
I could have said that, but I don't get the impression that's what the Rambam says. Because even though the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos, has Lilamed and Lomod together, but the fact that in the Koteret, the Rambam only has Lomod, not Lilamed, that seems to indicate that the real mitzvah is to learn, and teaching is a hechatimtza to learn well. This is a pshat I saw years ago, from a rabbi from Gervitz. He has a sefer. He used to be the Rosh Hashiva, I think, in Gateshead or something. No, he has a sefer called Bar Avraham on Hilchos Talmud Torah. So the last time I taught this, which I think was 11 years ago, I used that sefer. I think this was his shtickle Torah. I get the impression that the real mitzvah is to learn rather than to teach, and teaching is a hechatimtza to learn it properly. Maybe I'll give you the next raya, a katan. So katanim are exempt from all mitzvahs, right? Yet a father has a mitzvah to teach Torah to his child, right? What's the pshat?
The mitzvah we're talking about right now, the mitzvah of teaching Torah.
So I think the mitzvah of teaching Torah is an opportunity. It's the way the father does his learning of Torah, according to this mahalach. Right? My learning, teaching and learning are connected. You have to, I'm telling you, empirically, it's absolutely correct. The only things you know really, really well are stuff that you have to teach someone else. You could, right? I think that's just a reality. No? Yeah, how many of you guys have been on a summer program where you had an opportunity to teach? Any of you went to NCSY Kollel or? No. You should do stuff like that. You go on Torah tours, right? Do they ask you to say shiurim on Torah tours or just to dance?
Lane.
You could lane. Uh-huh. I mean, laning is supposed to be teaching Torah, though in our world, I think it's less true than it used to be. The basic point is you gotta try teaching. Again, I'm not saying that you should become teachers, but teaching is an opportunity to learn the best possible way. We'll talk more about the dual element of learning Torah, teaching Torah, etc. This is what we have. Okay, Chevra.